And this is Mike Osborne with WMOT News. The state of Tennessee says it's dramatically reduced the use of antipsychotic medications used to control dementia patients in nursing homes. As recently as 2012, Tennessee nursing homes were medicating about one patient in three with the powerful drugs. Sally Pitts directs the Tennessee Patient Care Advocacy Office. She says antipsychotic use has now been reduced to about one person in six, thanks to training and tighter reporting requirements.
To a rate of 15.7% of residents. Of course, this moved Tennessee up from 49th to 29th in the nation for improvement in this area.
The advocacy and education group Eden Alternative partnered with the state to change drug culture in Tennessee nursing facilities. Trainer Meredith Martin says when dementia patients act out, it means they have a problem they can't express.
That they're telling us that there's a need that's not being met for them. So we've been teaching Tennessee nursing home providers how to identify well-being.
The state's Sally Pitts says nursing homes are engaged right now in a new federal challenge to reduce antipsychotics another 15% by the end of 2019. She also encourages anyone who is concerned about the care a dementia patient is receiving to get in touch with the Tennessee Long-Term Care Ombudsman. You'll find a link to that office in this story at WMOT.org. From the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State, WMOT News.